In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the 6th and 7th Mishnah from the 3rd Perek Masech the Midot. And the Mishnah begins, Hakior. This refers to the basin from which the Kohanim used to wash their hands and feet. There were taps connected to them. And we learned about that in Masech the Tamid. They had to wash their hands and feet prior to performing an Avodah. And that was Bein Ha'ulam LeMizbeach, between the entrance hall to the Heichal and the Mizbeach itself. U'mashuch Klapei Darom. And it wasn't immediately between them. It was meaning it wasn't the center of the Azara. It was offset to the south somewhat. And Mishik then explains, Bein Ulam LeMizbeach Shtein Ve'Isrim Amah. Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there was a space of 22 Amot. However, from the floor of the Azara all the way to the Ulam, it says it was 12 ma'alot hayusham. There were 12 steps. And we explained already previously that these steps were unique, as opposed to other steps in the Beit HaMikdash that were quite uniform. The Mishnah explains, Rom ma'ala chatziyama v'shilcha ama. That generally the steps that there were, you'd be in ascent, go up by half an ama and a depth of one ama. And it would be Napan Ama Ama Voroved Shalosh. So in other words, it wasn't always a depth of one, but every third step, Mishnah explains, this is according to the explanation of the Gra Tiferet Yisrael, the way Kartik first explains it, had a depth of three Amot. It would happen again. They got up a depth of Ama, depth of an Ama, another depth of three Amot, and that pattern would repeat itself, Ama, Ama, and three Amot. And the final three steps, says Va'elyona, would Ama, Ama, have a depth of Ama, and one Ama, and then a depth, the final one, of four Amot. So that means if you do all the calculations, what we have here is the length of all these stairs, if you add up all the depths, was actually 21 amot, which means according to the Chachamim, according to this understanding, between the bottom of the stairs and the Mizbeach itself was only a space of one amah. Rabbi Yehuda says actually Heliona was, he said amah amah varov chamesh amot, chamesh, sorry, that the actual top landing was not four amot, but rather five, which means according to Rabbi Yehuda, the steps came all the way to the Mizbeach. Now, I've seen the pictures I've seen in general of the, and this is not just Kahatis, but elsewhere, show a much greater space between the Mizbeach and the steps. But according to the way the simple understanding of the Mishnah we just read, which is according to the Gra and the Tiferet Yisrael, really the steps really went all up to Mizbeach. So that's something you can be look at when you have a look at these pictures of the Beit HaMikdash. But just so we don't completely dismiss the diagrams, Kati adds at the end, the Batonor has a different calculation. Meaning, when it wasn't that there were, we'd explained that there were almost like four landings. And it went up one, one, then in by three, and one, one in by three, one in by three, and one in by four. So like there was like four landings on the way. The way the Bartanur explains it, it was actually not that. It was actually only three landings, which is fits, I guess, a little better with the Mishnah in one sense, because it only mentions those landings of three twice. However, it goes, it went ama, ama, and then another ama, and the landing, and then a space of three. So ama, ama, and another ama. So in other words, before each landing, we've introduced an extra step. That's why you could reduce it by one landing. And that means the total depth or the length of all these steps for the ground level, it would come into the Azara by 19 or 20 amot. So that's, even according to the Bartanura, and if we look at those diagrams you have here, or even the Kati's one, it's still is only a small space of, say, three or two amot between the bottom of the stairs and the Mizbeach, and not as much as these diagrams seem to suggest. But I'm more than happy if someone can bring me a semi-argument or a source that says it was a greater space, like the diagram suggests. But anyway, let's continue with Mishnah Zayin. Pitro shel ulam gavho arbeim ama, varochmo esrim ama. Now, we already explained that the entrance or the gate or the doorway, if you like, for the Ulam, the entrance hall, was much bigger than all the other gates in the Beit HaMikdash. It was 40 amot tall, that's very high, v'rochbo, and it was 20 amot wide. And we also explained there weren't any doors in it, but we mentioned that previously in this Masechta. V'chamesh maltraot shel meila tayu agabav. And there were four beams of ash, or wood. So ash, the, as in not ash, but that's a type of tree, the type of wood that was above it. Hayu al gabav hatachdona. So the lowest one. So we're having like almost this is like these rows of wood that were above the door, above the archway or the doorway. It's not arch. It's not an arch. It's about above the doorway. The first one was wider al petach amamize v'amamize. Was wider than the doorway by an amma and each on each side. And the one above that was also wider by ma. So it's we're gradually having these blocks of water that are wider and wider. And there are five rows. And due to that we find that the top one, the fifth one at the top of these of the horizontal pieces of wood that are above the entrance to the ulam, it says Nimtza ha'eluna shloshim amah, was 30 amot wide. The nidbach shel avanim, but there was a row of stones in between each one. So the planks of wood, they were spaced horizontally above the door, above the entrance to the ulam, and not merely one on top of the other. Those are the Mishnah today.